Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday review.
After the Battle of Wolf 359, the team consisting of Commander Riker, Lieutenant Commanders Data and Shelby, and Lieutenant Worf on board the USS Enterprise were doing all they could to protect the ship against the invading Borg, led by Locatus of Borg, formerly Captain Picard of the Federation. It was a strange situation. The alien drones seemed oblivious to the starship's crew as both sides went about completing their objectives and overall missions. Our training kicked in, and it was as if we were on Star Trek away missions by Andrew Hort, Mike Hort, and Phil Yates from Gale Force 9. I've been trying to find my way into the huge section of a hobby which is known as tabletop skirmish games. Now, I'm not a mini painter. I'm also not a fan of measuring gauges and complicated line of sight rules. I'm more of a traditional board gamer at heart. So when I saw that Gale Force 9 Star Trek Away Missions is basically a traditional two-player card-driven hand management game, but with plastic miniatures that you move around a modular board divided into sections for easy movement, I just had to try it, and I was not disappointed. The rulebook does take little time to digest if you're new to tabletop skirmish games, but in reality, it's not much you have to learn. There's a fair bit of dice rolling involved, so you have to understand how attack and defense dice are resolved and remember a few numbers. You also have to remember that players take turns activating one of their characters, with each one carrying out two actions on the turn. Overall though, it's not actually that difficult to learn what's necessary, even though I did have to refer back to the rulebook a fair bit on my first few games. What makes Star Trek Away Missions so interesting are the decks of cards. These create the engine of the game. Moving around the board one space at a time is straightforward. Deciding if you can attack an opponent is also a breeze. The real fun begins when you play cards for actions as upgrades or to stop an opponent from doing something. Cards can also be objectives that you're trying to fulfill for points, and we all know what points make. The whole game centers around the cards. For most of the game, you check your cards to decide what order to play them in, when to discard some and draw new ones, which wastes an action, but can be vital, or how to get to achieve your objective cards. You also need to ensure you have the right character in the right place. Each character has a specialization which allows you to roll more dice when trying to complete certain challenges. Not only that, as one character gets wounded, their stats go down. So while your team has an overall mission to complete, the objective cards are often more important. It's all about tactics. You need to get the best out of the cards you've been dealt and the situation on the board as it presents itself to you when it's your turn. Like with most card games of its ilk, the more often you play Star Trek Away Missions, the better you will know your deck. So from the start, you know what sections on the board are important to you, as well as those that your opponent values highly. You can plan much better and strategically place your characters to make it harder for the opponent to achieve what they need, while also protecting the areas that you need access to. Setup is relatively quick, at least when you compare it to other tabletop miniatures games. You set up the modular board by placing the central corridor and attaching the four mission boards. It's all double-sided, so you can either play on the USS Enterprise or the Borg Cube. You then take turns placing your characters. You also have to prepare the character boards, which need tiny little and very fiddly markers for the stats, and place a bunch of tokens to one side. Then players choose which of the two main missions they want to play during the game, and you're off. As I said, there's a lot of dice rolling as well as playing cards. You roll for initiative to decide who goes first. You roll dice to resolve attacks and challenges. Working out how many dice you can roll is relatively straightforward, so so all in all, it's not too bad. The cards can also be a bit of a challenge. Deciding which one to play when is often tricky, and as the board changes quite a bit from turn to turn, you often have to reread the text to ensure you don't miss anything. However, the more you play Star Trek Away missions, the less of a problem this is going to be. You just get used to the cards and will know what they do just by their title. I must admit though, I had to refer to the rulebook a few times to remind myself of certain things. Luckily, there's a good glossary at the back, so you can find things quite quickly. Overall, the rulebook is very good, with a lot of illustrations and examples. It's just a lot to digest if you're new to the genre. I really got hooked on Star Trek Away missions. It appeals to me as a board gamer who wants to get into skirmish games. I don't have to worry about building my team or buying terrain. I don't have to measure anything. I simply play my cards, roll the dice, and move my characters across the board. I can see how that can be a turner for true tabletop miniature players, but for me, the simplicity of the gameplay is what appeals. I get my enjoyment out of playing the right cards at the right time and strategically moving my team around the board. It's good that Gale Force 9 were so kind to not only send me the base game, but also the Captain Kirk and Commander Scotty expansions. That means I can have many more adventures in the Star Trek universe. I wonder how the old guard would face against the modern enemy of the hive mind. Well, keep an eye on the blog and you'll find out. In the meantime, if my review has piqued your interest, I strongly recommend you beam some Star Trek Away missions onto your board game table the next time you're at a spaceport.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Roll Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.